The community of Bala in Muskoka is famous for its waterfall. It is a popular site for locals and tourists alike. But Bala Falls is slated to become the site of a hydroelectric plant, and that's caused concerns in the community. We've covered this story for the past few years. Alan Turnbull has lived in Bala since 1989. He's one of many people who oppose the power station. And Alan joins me on the phone now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Let's start with where it is and what it looks like. What would I see if I visited Bala Falls?
Well, the Bala Falls is where the waters of Lake Muskoka flow out over the Bala Falls and into Moon River and then out to Georgian Bay. If you're standing at the falls, there are two lovely parks on either side of the water. You look down the Moon River. In the height of the summer, you're looking straight west, you get just some fantastic sunsets down there. People have been playing in the parks, playing below the falls for generations. They come there to paddle, to swim. They're canoeing, scuba diving. In the parks themselves, they come for picnics. They come for wedding photos, and it's the heart of Bala.
I know that some families were there this Thanksgiving weekend as well to take part in a protest. Why is it so important to the community?
Bala's famous for, I think, three things. There's the Key to Bala, which is a big dance hall where groups like Blue Rodeo and the Tragic the Hip play. There's the Bala Cranberry Festival, which is this coming weekend, and it's a fabulous event. So if anybody is looking for something to do, please come up and enjoy it. But most of all, it is famous for the Bala Falls. It's the heart of the community. The town used to be called Bala Falls, and the town was built right around the falls. And Bala is a small tourist town. We depend on the Bala Falls to attract people here. Also, it's one of the... Muskoka has some very, very beautiful scenery. There are actually very few spots where the public have access to the waterfront and to the water. And Bala Falls is one of the jewels of Muskoka where the public can still do that.
You know, I mentioned that we have been covering this story for years because this has been going on for some time now. Why is there a sense of urgency to the debate now, Alan?
Well, the sense of urgency is because the proponent, Swift River Energy, actually has road access permits immediately after the Cranberry Festival. So next Monday, they could actually come in, start taking the trees down, start clearing the land. We know that they don't have all the permits in place to build the plant, but they would have the authority to do that and come in and start tearing down the trees. And we're very, very concerned about that.
Even the last time that we covered this, it was about the right to portage in the summertime. Whatever happened to that challenge?
Well, that was a court case that the Township of Muskoka Lakes, they went to court seeking an order from the court that the Ministry of Natural Resources had to protect it as a historical portage. And it's been used as a portage for hundreds of years by First Nations. It was surveyed by David Thompson in 1837, and myself have seen hundreds and hundreds of canoeists use it as a portage. But the court, there is a section in the Public Lands Act that requires the government to protect portages. There's also a section that gives the Minister of Natural Resources the power to close down any piece of public land. There's a section in the Public Lands Act that lets the ministry close it off to the public. The court said that section overruled any other section in the Act. Recently, there have been some more developments about the portage. A local First Nation, the Mohawks, in August, they held a portage in. They got everybody in their canoes to come and use the portage in defiance of the ministry ban. And they, for the Water Mohawks, it's a very important historical portage. It's very important culturally and historically to them, and to other First Nations as well.
So what happens next, Alan, if the hydro company, you know, could actually, you know, start operations, basically start building next week?
Well, I don't know.
Is that the end of the protest?
Oh, it certainly won't be the end of the protest. Another development, this started September the 1st. A local woman called Peggy Peterson has camped out in the park where the hydro plant is going to be. She's been there since September the 1st. She's still there. She's had tremendous support from the townspeople. They've basically been giving her food, giving her firewood. She got a letter of support from Joseph Boyden. He sent her a signed copy of his novel, The Orenda, saying, keep up the fight, Peggy. She's still there. If they come to start clearing the trees, they're going to have to deal with Peggy. They're also going to have to deal with a lot of people in the town.
Well, Alan, thank you very much for the update this morning.
Oh, thank you.
All right, take care.
You too. Thank you very much.
Alan Turnbull has lived in Bala since 1989. He's opposed to plans to build a hydroelectric generating plant at Bala Falls.